May be seated, and at this time I'd like to invite Katie Smith forward with me, and the children and teachers of Sunday School, come on up, teachers as well, please. You are invited up with us. Welcome, welcome. You got to get through the middle here today. Morning, everybody. Everybody back in school, raise your hand. Yeah, most of you. Okay, excellent. Some of you have met my friend Katie Smith here already. Katie's going to be working in Youth and Family Ministry as an assistant and especially working with our Sunday schoolers this morning. And she's got something to share with you.
Okay, it's going to be tricky because we've got so many up here, but
ooh, okay.
Kind of spread out quickly.
Got to stand up.
Kind of stand up.
Stand up.
Don't hit your neighbor. Let's go that route.
Okay, stand up and give a little room with your neighbor.
How many of you guys have ever done the hokey pokey? Okay, so we put our, that's my left. My right arm in, right arm out, and then what? Put my right arm back in and I shake it all about. You guys are more awake than this. How does the song end?
Ooh.
Does anybody know? What do we have to do with our whole body? We have to put our whole body in. Oh.
Whole self
in,
right.
You're right. And then we put our whole self out. So you guys take a step forward, put your whole self in, put your whole self out. Put your whole self in and then shake it all about. So, but what does that have to do with today's gospel?
Well, I was thinking, Jesus says some pretty hard things today. He said things even about hate, which was kind of weird if you were listening. But I think what he's saying is that to be a Christian, guess what? It costs something. Being a Christian costs something with your life. I think by carrying your cross, what he means is he means to be a Christian, you've got to put your whole self into it. What does that mean? It means when you're here, you're a Christian, but also when you're at home, you're a Christian, and when you're at school, you're a Christian, in every place in your life. When you call yourself a Christian, you always are, and it costs something. You're called by Jesus to be different in the world, to have eyes for those who might feel left out or like a misfit, or like they might need some of your help and your mercy. So when you're a Christian, you put your whole self in. I want you to take your whole selves to Sunday school all year. That means if you have questions that you think, oh, I don't know, this question might be a tough one for my teacher, guess what? We want you to ask it. Your whole brain, your whole self is a part of your Christian education, okay? And teachers, if that's scary to you, I don't think it is to some of you, you're so experienced, but some of you that might be new, I want you to bring your whole selves, which means at times you may not have the answers, and you may say, you know what, that's a great question, and I'm going to think about it, and I'm going to ask one of the pastors. You can always do that, all right? Because really, how youth learn about the faith is less about the words you're going to say to them and how you are with them as followers of Christ with your whole selves. So I'm going to ask the teachers to stand. And if you are a youth near any of our teachers, will you reach hands to shoulders? We'll keep hands above the hips, would be wonderful. Put a hand of blessing onto a teacher nearby, all right? Stand up to do it. If you're a youth, you're going to stand up and you're going to lean into the closest teacher you can for a blessing. And we're going to bless our teachers. And community out here, would you send your love forward with your hearts in this blessing as well? All right, let's say this blessing prayer together. Dear Jesus, bless this teacher.
Bless this teacher.
May this person bring their whole self
into the Sunday school room.
Bless them with strong faith,
bless them with strong faith,
and may they teach us well.
And may they teach us well.
We pray this in the name of Christ.
We pray this in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
You are blessed, teachers. You are blessed, students. Thank you for coming. It's the first day of Sunday school, and you are welcome back to your pews. Thanks for coming up.